good evening and welcome to Q95's Prime Evening News for today, Friday, February 26. I am your presenter, Lakeisha Labasir. In the headlines, opposition leader Lennox Linton calls on Prime Minister Skerrit to give a post-Erica progress report. DPSU president wants a dynamic movement for change in Dominica to ensure citizens' rights at home. Mental Health Secretariat for Guyana amid concern about suicides. And U.S. election 2016, Christie endorses Trump in shock move. The news is brought to you, compliments Courts Dominica. Details coming up.
Those unwanted pounds? Do so with a little help from Quartz in our Lose to Win fitness promotion, where you get cash back for every pound you lose. With the purchase of selected fitness equipment for Quartz, you become eligible to sign up for our fitness challenge, where you can earn $20 cash for every pound you lose. Make your purchase today, complete your registration, and get started. The challenge runs for 6 weeks, and the earlier you shop, the longer you have to lose weight and earn some cash. There will be weekly weigh-ins to track your progress and keep you motivated. So stick to your fitness goals this new year and lose weight to win cash. Terms and conditions apply. See in-store for details. Quartz, bringing value home.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton has called on Prime Minister Roosevelt Skerrit to give an account of what progress has been made post-tropical storm Erica. He's of the view that the government has done nothing at prioritizing in the aftermath of the storm. Linton made those remarks as Prime Minister Skerrit donated some $59,000 to an Indian school during a recent visit to India.
Tropical storm Erica left us in need of $1.3 billion to fix our infrastructure. We have picked up $124 million in the past 6 months, but nobody can tell us what aspect of the reconstruction has that money helped to deal with. And how much reconstruction money have we collected? How much have we gotten in soft loans? How much have we gotten in grants? How much do we still need if we need any more? And what we have collected so far, here's what we have done. Where the Peter Savan people are still not settled, you know, and still don't know when and where they're going to be resettled. There's some stories being told, none of which add up to much. And you hear things about outside agencies coming in to do work that we have the capability on the ground in Dominica to do. What is going on? We'd ask the government to prioritize in the aftermath of the storm, prioritize livelihood restoration because of the dislocation, the widespread dislocation to people's way of making a living that occurred. The government really has done nothing.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton. President of the Dominica Public Service Union, Steve Joseph, wants a dynamic movement for change, suggesting that Dominicans deserve better in their own homeland. He says persons should begin to take action against inequities within the systems designed to assist them. We should rid ourselves of the undesirable, says Joseph.
There are other areas that we are severely challenged, and I'm hoping that when the union is ready and sounds the trumpet, that not only our members, but persons who share similar vision will join the cause. We need a dynamic movement of that suggests that we deserve better in government. We should rid ourselves of the undesirable. I feel it is okay to desire better. If things can be improved, we should pursue it. If things are wrong, with certain systems that are in place to serve our people better, we should begin to speak out, not only speak out, but to take some action that rid our country of the things that are negatively not only affecting our members, but our people in Dominica.
CEO of the Discover Dominica Authority, Colin Piper, says the reviews which were done on last year's carnival by the executive board have worked tremendously well in Mass Dominic 2016, as the suggestions and ideas brought forward were implemented in this year's celebration.
At the post-carnival review in 2014, we listened to the stakeholders and their input of what could make carnival more impactful. And I'm happy to say that the Reserva Dominica Authority listened to those suggestions. We took them on board and in particular delivered on a few that the stakeholders felt were priority. We created a carnival website as part of DominicaFestivals.com portal, and this will now be the portal from which everyone can get information about the main festivals in Dominica. And besides that, it provides an avenue for economic activity whereby people can go and figure out how to join a band and how to participate in carnival. We also attempted to fill the void of the lunchtime hours. This has been something that people have brought up from time to time, and we had a good start with an activity at Old Street, and certainly with more planning, we will improve upon that. And we also have had some other options that have surfaced since then. And the third suggestion surrounding the Carnival Village was to have ongoing activities during Carnival, and we delivered on that this year in terms of a two-week schedule of activities through our partner at the time, Kyrie FM. So all of this in an effort to improve Carnival activity. We certainly look forward to more of the public's suggestions.
DDA CEO Colin Piper. Opposition leader Lennox Linton says a town hall meeting in Maho on March 3rd is the first step in their education campaign on the proposed amendments to electoral laws here. Electoral reform is not rocket science, says Linton. He noted that the amendments being proposed by the Labour Party government will not seek to level the playing field. Linton believes the government will seek to make the methods used by the DLP during the election campaign become the law of the land, regardless of how immoral they may be.
The town hall meeting we're going to have in Maho on the 3rd, which is next Thursday night, is going to be a very important engagement for all of Dominica. This is a message that we're going to be taking overseas as well. I've been invited to a town hall meeting in the United States in New York on the 20th. The focus of that is going to be elections, electoral reform, and that sort of thing. So we will talk about this in Dominica. We will make sure every opportunity is embraced to educate people about what is going on, but we're educating them so that they can say a loud no to this government on the changes that the government is proposing. The changes that should have gone in place ought to have gone in place 8 years ago, you know. The government representatives on the Electoral Commission ensured that reform didn't take place. And now, having decided how they win elections now, they are coming with amendments to legitimize the illegal, immoral, relentless assault on the electoral process in Dominica.
Former mayor of the city of Roseau, Cecil Joseph, has responded to the proposal made by the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, WAWU, indicating that the current subvention from government is insufficient for the Roseau City Council to effectively carry out its maintenance functions. Mr. Joseph added that in the past, during his tenure as mayor, whenever it was anticipated that payments could not have been made on time to fortnightly paid workers, they were informed in advance. He concluded that the union should not request a further subvention from government.
While they are within their right to determine what they think is best in terms of the negotiation for their members, I also feel, as the former mayor, knowing the status of the council and knowing the ability of the council, I am still of the view, strong view, that the union should not request for a further subvention from the government. Because I remember under my tenure as the mayor of the city, I received some 123.2% increase in subvention for the council, where we moved from $10,000 to $22,300. That has been able to, one, pay both the workers in reference to the fortnightly workers and the monthly workers, and to also see on some other expenses the recurrent expenditures of the council. I also want to say to Mr. Augustus, in my displeasure in what they have brought forward in terms of getting much more from the government, that while I was the mayor, the same officers receive increase in wages each year. Under my tenure, my council established a gratuity scheme where all the officers, both fortnightly fortnightly paid workers and monthly paid workers were given their gratuity on retirement and on time. Under my tenure, I purchased two dump trucks for over $76,000, which we got duty-free, giving it at the cost of $76,000. So that is over $152,000 that we had to pay for two dump trucks. Under my tenure, workers receive payment for their uniforms. And my last 2 years, I was able to purchase the uniforms for them and purchase it on time.
Meanwhile, Secretary Treasurer of the Waterfront and Allied Workers Union, Curtis Augustus, has expressed concern over the statement made by former Mayor Cecil Joseph. Augustus says he finds the former mayor's response to be somewhat hypocritical.
As the representative of the workers, the union wanted to secure and maintain the living standards and jobs of the workers of the council. The union's amazement with the statement of Mr. Joseph stems from the fact that it was under the tenure of Mr. Joseph that the city council workers were for 2 years working a six-day fortnight rather than a 10-day fortnight. That in the year 2010, this same council paid their workers late 13 times and 8 times in 2011. Mr. Joseph should have in those years sought to collect the taxes owed to the council and avoid the late payment as he now proposes. The union was simply exploring ways to assist the council in its financial challenge so that it would be able to maintain a 5-day work week and a 10-day fortnight. It is rather hypocritical for Mr. Joseph to express disagreement and disappointment when he failed to implement the very recommendations that he now proposes. In addition, the threat of the Zika virus mandates that we keep the environment clean, and based on the recent campaign in Roseau, we'll only be able to maintain that state of cleanliness with workers working a 5-day work week.
In more news, concern about increasing cases of suicide in Guyana has prompted the government to move towards establishing a mental health secretariat which would better coordinate of mental health related services, interventions and policies. Finance Minister Winston Jordan made the disclosure, saying that issues related to suicide and depression would receive the secretariat's attention. The rise in incidents of suicide is raising an alarm, he said. A total of $16.3 million has been allocated for the secretariat. Jordan says a multi-stakeholder approach will be taken to addressing the issue, including the commencement of a commission of inquiry and the development of an emergency suicide prevention action plan. That plan will involve gathering data to establish a baseline for monitoring and evaluation. Data collection and research will include gathering epidemiological statistics, demographic information, and research on driving factors contributing to designated rates per region. And New Jersey Governor and former Republican candidate Chris Christie is endorsing front-runner Donald Trump for president, he has announced. Mr. Christie dropped out of the 2016 presidential race after a lackluster showing in polls and state races. I'm happy to be on the Trump team and I look forward to working with him, said Mr. Christie during a press conference. Mr. Trump gives Republicans the best chance to win the White House, he adds. He said junior senators Ted Cruz and Marco Rubio, both running for president, were unprepared for the job. There is no question that Mr. Trump will turn around Washington, Mr. Christie continued, and keep Democratic candidate and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton from winning the White House. Front runner Donald Trump, a businessman from New York, is leading in many state polls and has already won three consecutive state contests in New Hampshire, Nevada, and South Carolina, despite never having worked in politics. And that's the Prime Evening News, but first a recap of the headlines. Opposition leader Lennox Linton calls on Prime Minister Skerrett to give a post-Erica progress report. DPSU president wants a dynamic movement for change in Dominica to ensure citizens' rights at home. Mental health secretariat for Guyana amid concern about suicides. And U.S. election 2016. Christie endorses Trump in shock move. The news was brought to you through the kind compliments of Quartz Dominica. If you missed any of our newscasts, log on to our website at www.q95da.com to view the stories, or click on the podcast icon to listen to the various packages. On behalf of the Q95 News team, I have been your presenter, Lakisha Labasir.